Are You Ready to Lose Your World? By Adya Shanti. There's a very famous poem written by the third patriarch of Zen, Sangzan, called the Sinsin Ming, which translates as Verses in Faith Mind. In this poem, Sangzan writes these lines: "Do not seek the truth, only cease to cherish opinions." This is a reversal of the way most people go about trying to realize absolute truth. Most people seek truth, but Sangzan is saying not to seek truth. This sounds very strange indeed. How will you find truth if you don't seek it? How will you find happiness if you don't seek it? How will you find God if you don't seek God? Everyone seems to be seeking something. In spirituality, seeking is highly honored and respected, and here comes Sangzan saying not to seek. Well, in order to seek, you must first have an idea, ideal, or an image, what it is you're seeking. That idea may not even be very conscious or clear, but it must be there in order for you to seek. But an idea, being an idea, it cannot be real. And that's why Sangzan is saying, only cease to cherish opinions. By opinions, he means ideas, ideals, beliefs, and images, as well as personal opinions. This sounds easy, but it's rarely as easy as it seems. Sangzan is not saying you should never have a thought in your head. He's saying not to cherish the thoughts in your head. To cherish implies an emotional attachment and holding on to. When you cherish something, you place value on it because you think that it's real or because it defines who you think you are. This cherishing of thoughts and opinions is what the false self thrives on. It's what the false self is made of. When you realize that none of your ideas about truth are real, it's quite a shock to your system. It's an unexpected blow to the seeker and the seeking. This is why I sometimes ask people, are you ready to lose your world? Because true awakening will not fit into the world as you imagine it, or the self you imagine yourself to be. Reality is not something that you integrate into your personal view of things. Reality is life without your distorting stories, ideas, and beliefs. It is perfect unity, free of all reference points, with nowhere to stand and nothing to grab hold of. It has never been spoken, never been written, never been imagined. It's not hidden, but in plain view. Cease to cherish opinions, and it stands before your very eyes.